Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, in the news is coming up next. I have some viral video news. Alaska Airlines flight attendants punching bros.
Yeah, I saw that. Going with the old throat punch.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like it.
Bold strategy. Punch.
But first, that's next. First, here's Buck.
Yeah, all throat punches and Luca's debut in today's Stockwatch. No, no Luca debut. It is that tonight at 7:30. But this is a Super Bowl edition of Stockwatch. Start off with one Patrick Mahomes talking about the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, I think just when defenses are going to play the shell coverage and stay back and play man on third down, I can't make bad plays worse. And I think that's something that you saw today is that there's times when guys aren't open and I need to throw the ball away or check it down and let other guys make plays happen. Sometimes I get in where I want to make a big play to kind of spark us, and that's something that I've dealt with my entire career. And if I don't show that I will take what's there in the game, the defenses are going to stay in the coverages that they're in. And I think they only blitzed like one time this entire game today. So they were going to make me be a fundamental quarterback from the pocket and take what's there, and that stuff I have to get better at. No, not really. I mean, it's just the pressure of the Super Bowl. There's always pressure, and you have to find ways to deal with that and find ways to respond to that. And we've had good games, and we've had games like this now, and we'll have to find ways to respond to this adversity. And like I said, hopefully it'll motivate these guys, especially myself, to be even better. And it's a short off season. We have a lot of guys come back. We'll have some guys that won't, but it's a short off season. We have to get better, and so that hopefully we get this opportunity again that we can go out there and capitalize on it.
Buy or sell that what Vic Fangio and the Eagles defense did to Patrick Mahomes should go down as one of the greatest defensive performances of Super Bowl history?
Yes, it'll go down to me as one of them, but it's not going to be in my top two or three because this Kansas City offense isn't that good. When you look at the numbers, they're not a great rushing team.
The idea of Kansas City may be a little bit better than what they really are.
But this was not like that. What the Seahawks did to that Broncos offense and Peyton Manning, that was a record-setting offense. What the Patriots did to that Jared Goff and Sean McVay offense, and I know Gurley was a little bit nicked up in there with the knee, but that was a really, really good Rams offense, like an elite Rams offense that did nothing. So we've seen truly elite offenses get skunked like this. This wasn't an elite offense. It just was Pat Mahomes. And we're just not used to seeing this. So one of the best, absolutely. Pure domination. Kansas City never had a chance to get going. and they force Mahomes to look like a rookie bum. And that is shocking. But the best performance? No, one of the best, sure.
You said top three performance in Super Bowl
history? No, I just said, what Fangio and company did to Mahomes go down as one of the greatest defensive performances in Super Bowl history?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Good, not great?
Yeah, good. I would say this. I get where you're going with that. I don't know that it is, also because I can't really come up with, you know, it's like you got to go all these other examples of, well, they, you know, this defensive scheme against that quarterback in 1995, you know, I don't know. What I would say is, and Fangio is a big part of this, but I think collectively, that is as good as I've ever seen a team play in a Super Bowl. And for them to do that against the Chiefs, who don't get blown out, they do not get blown out. The last time they got blown out, of course, the Bucks got them. Yeah. But other than that, they didn't even get blown out in the regular season.
No.
Ever.
No, I saw them flash a graphic when they were down, 34-0, that was the biggest deficit Mahomes has ever faced in his entire career. Yeah, regular season, playoff, whatever.
Not only that, but just the way they made Mahomes look, and we've seen Mahomes lose. You know, the Bucks torched Mahomes, but the way they made it, he was dancing around back there, and you heard his clip there, entirely too long, but you heard the clip where he was talking about having to get better and things. They exposed him on a level that we have not seen, really, ever.
And it's going to cause ripples. Kansas City will make massive adjustments.
I don't know about your stock. I don't know about the stock, but I just think that's as good as I've ever seen a team play in a Super Bowl, and Philly should be given all the credit in the world.
You know what's kind of fun, too? A little side note. When you go back and look at Kansas City at the beginning of this run with Tyreek Hill and Valdez-Scantling and Hardman, all those guys, it was this big, deep, downfield, you know, aggressive approach. You know who got Kansas City to go away from that and really formed a blueprint for the rest of the NFL to this new cover two? You know, we always hear these buzzwords, but the cover two shell look. You know who started all that? Vic Fangio. And it's kind of fun that the guy who started an entire trend in the NFL is the guy that maybe put a fork in this version of the Kansas City offense, because I'm willing to guess that when they come back next year, this Kansas City offense is going to be more aggressive and is going to change the way they operate. So just kind of a fun thing that he was kind of at the beginning and maybe the end of this, and give Fangio a lot of credit.
Real quick, a couple of people bringing up, you know, the Seahawks defense against that Denver offense with Peyton Manning. Same game. They kicked the crap out of him. Obviously, the Patriots, the first Super Bowl,
held them to 14 points
when they beat the Rams.
Oh,
the best show on turf.
Yeah, that was a great one. I was thinking when the Giants stopped that the Randy Moss
offense,
they held them to 14 points in that game.
Yeah, and then Tampa beating Mahomes the first time. You know,
the Niners also held John Elway and the Broncos to 10 points in a 55-10 blowout.
Yeah, what those all have in common is the defensive lines, the defensive fronts were just
the great equalizer.
Absolutely dominant.
Well, here's a shorter clip for you, Isaac. This is Jalen Hurts.
It definitely took a team effort, took a group effort, and
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I just, only thing I can think about is all the effort, all the work that was put in. over the course of time. And I think we had a focus group out there. You know, offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board. And then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year. You know, and I truly believe offense wins games, but defense wins championships. And how that defense has been able to play, it's a great testament to them.
The MVP himself saying that the defense wins championships. Should the MVP have gone to someone on the defensive side of the ball?
Yes. I wish we could, much like the Heisman Trophy, I wish we had a way to acknowledge, like, and I don't know, I guess I would have given it to Josh Sweat, who 6 pressures, 2.5 sacks. It should have just been the defensive line. You should have just been able to say, the MVP of this game is the Philadelphia Eagle defensive line, and you all go to Disneyland and you wrap arms and you sing Kumbaya. Because while Hurts was very, very good, make no mistake, the Philly defense was the reason why this game was what it was. So Hurts will go down, and he deserved it. It was a great game, but no, someone on the Philly defense, or just give it to Fangio and let him have the damn
thing. I was wondering about that. I'm like, you can't give it to a coach, but should you be able to after something like that?
I do think that. I thought that the whole game. I was sitting there going, God, Vic Fangio should be the MVP.
I was thinking the same thing.
Dude, that's something that, I don't know. I mean, I know some people may be scoffing at that, but dude, that should be legit. Because coordinators and, you know, Spagnuolo would have won a few.
Yes.
Based on that. But yeah. I'd say Sweat should have won it.
Yeah.
When you have 2.5 sacks.
2.5 sacks, 6 pressures, and lived in the backfield the entire game.
And like you said, that was the story of the game. So I think you got to go that route. Side note, Hurts won it. Plus 375, I think, was his number.
That sounds right.
And did you see that he thanked...
You thank God, huh?
God.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, God's undefeated in the Super Bowl.
There was a radical odds shift after we had discussed that. Yeah. It got all the way down to minus 250. And... you also mentioned the big-time line movement on the Gatorade color at the end of the week.
Yellow.
It sure enough was yellow. Remember that?
Yep, that leaked.
Yep. So somebody knew. And finally, let's get over to Saquon Barkley after the game, talking about holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Man, oh, man. She looked prettier in person, I tell you that. You know, you think about it, it's better in person than it is in Madden, I tell you that, playing as a kid. But it's everything you dream of, and I'm just happy to be able to, you know, hold it, give it a kiss, and, you know, be world champs.
Buy or sell that outside of Chiefs fans, New York Giants fans have to be the sickest in America this morning.
Nah, I mean, this is one of those, I get why, but again, I've stated it a million times. If Saquon Barkley had been re-signed with the Giants, it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. They would have won 1 or 2 extra games. He would have ran for 1,200 yards. He would have gotten hurt because he didn't play behind an O-line. Their quarterback stinks. The best thing that ever happened to that whole situation is to just move on. And Saquon Barkley on that Giants team, it's like having a Ferrari, but with a Pinto engine. Like, what are we doing? So, no, Giants fans, he wasn't leading you anywhere. And so don't feel bad that you decided to move on from him. Believe it or not, it was probably a smart move to move on from him, because you would have just paid him a bunch of money for him to not do anything for you because you suck. Now you get to tear it down, try to rebuild it, and move forward. So it's best for both parties. You're both good people, and your marriage just didn't work out. No hard feelings. Wish you all the best.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that, Buckley. I got a hot take for you on this one. First of all, this is not the hot take part. I would just like to say that I think Saquon Barkley seems like a really good dude.
Seems that way. Yeah.
And it was great that he had his moment. Like, I root for guys like that.
Yeah.
Seems like he seems awesome, and his kids were adorable. And my hot take is that it's not the Giants, because they used to have Saquon. They got rid of Saquon. I think it's worse to be a Dallas Cowboys fan
there
today.
You go.
I think that's possible. Yeah.
Because not only did they, well, a Dallas sports
fan. You could have had
him. You could have had him.
Yep.
But that's your rival, similar to the Giants and Eagles. Yep. Also, you just got Luka yanked out from under you, and your new coach is Brian Schottenheimer.
There you go. That's the best.
Yep.
Bingo.
Come on.
Bingo.
Dallas fans still had the worst
Dallas day. Guy is going, what on earth?
I saw a Dallas fan joke that after the Chiefs loss, they should just go ahead and trade Mahomes in the middle of the night and call him fat and say he didn't work hard.
Yeah.
Finally, one more one for you here. This, I don't know how you guys like the Tom Brady broadcast. We need to go back to Brazil.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, sai do pocket, tenta o passe em movimento, e... Cooper, Didi. Ele recebe os bloqueios. Aí do Cooper, Didi. Para a Edson, na touchdown.
Uau!
Touchdown, Philadelphia Eagles! Jogadores da defesa dos Eagles, interceptando o Patrick Mahomes numa terceira para 16. É o Philadelphia Eagles amassando o Kansas City Chiefs do Superdome, Paulo.
É, e não é a primeira vez que o Mahomes força um passe, né? Ele forçou um logo no início da partida e quase foi interceptado pelo Isaiah Rodgers. Ele simplesmente não viu o DeJean, achou que o DeJean estava em outra marcação.
It makes you want to watch the, by yourself, it makes you want to watch the Brazilian broadcast instead of the American one.
We can all admit at this point that we thought the Spanish language broadcasts were king of the mountain. Remember, the Japanese had their moment, but I'm telling you right now, the Portuguese, the Brazilians, they're top of the heap when it comes to the calls.
That's great. By the way, Vancouver Ford text line for the win. LOL, Cowboys fans are over the moon about the Luka trade. They're all Lakers fans.
Fair enough.
Not Mavs fans.
Well
that
played.
Is fantastically
well played.
True. Fantastically
well
true.
Played.
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. All right, I've got viral video news and the era has become. Next on In the News, here's Buck.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.